And do you do the same thing with your junior officers as they come into the community, train them in that same sort of way?
Yeah. I make no... When you get junior police coming to Arrakoon, it's a very daunting experience for them. It's very daunting. And for the first month, they walk around and their jaws are like they've dropped to the ground, and because it can be overwhelming just with what goes on and just the myriad of issues that are confronted with. And you have to be there with them the whole time. You really have to be with them the whole time. And you educate them up, you do the introductions. You support them 100%. You provide active guidance to them. And the officer in charge, it's not an 8 to 4 Monday to Friday job. It might be a 16-hour day. Because you really, as the officer in charge of a police station, besides looking after 1,200 in the community, you know, you've sort of become a parental figure in that you've got junior police officers that you really have to be mindful of. So with the junior staff, it's even more, with a senior officer, a sergeant or a senior sergeant, you know, they've already got the experience. But with the junior police, it's very much a strong mentoring program and very much, you know, a debriefing every day, very much supportive. But one of my key, when I was the officer in charge of Arrakoon, one of the key strategies that I utilised was my community police. I used to roster my community police and we put community police inside the police vehicle with them, with the junior officers, and they do patrols with them. And that had two parts. Firstly, the community police saw the way police operated. Okay, they saw and they understood and they started to get an insight to the way that police operated within the community. The second part is that the community police officer is able to translate, you know, what was going on. He was able to identify key figures. He was able to get out there and as I think it was Vanessa said, when you've got an issue, and as the mayor said, when you've got an issue, you know, the community police officer would be able to engage with the police at the right point of contact to stop an event or to find out what was going on. Examples, black magic. You'll have incidents that occur in communities as a result that they link them to black magic. Now, or puri puri, that's very difficult to police from, you know, legislation, but you've got to find a novel lateral way of doing it. And your community police are the ways to do it. And they can inform and educate. So really, like with your junior staff, it's about actively supporting them, but it's also about promoting of your community police. And just one thing, with your community police, the way that I used to do it was those Indigenous packages that Shane spoke about. I used to get my community police to sit down, my state police to sit down with my community police and read what the police service give us in those CAP books. And they'd understand the why we respond certain ways. And then they, when we're responding in a way, if there was an issue, community police such as John Punkamelia and Clifford Wooler would be able to talk WIC to my community and say, well, they're doing it because this is the way policing is. It's the same with pursuits. When they used to steal cars in Arrakoon, we sat down and explained the CAP book, the competency acquisition, about why we don't pursue because of the new legislation. And all of a sudden, it was car stealing went from 3 hours in Arrakoon driving around to 20 minutes because we weren't coming out to play the game, because once they didn't understand that police officers were responsible. As soon as we go out there into the motor vehicle, it becomes a custody issue. And if we were to engage in driving around, then they couldn't understand how could we be responsible for that fella in that car. And once we explain that we are, then all of a sudden the whole dynamics changed on the way we interact. And that was and the community police were a huge, and we don't have QUATSIPs or PLOs, but a huge importance in disseminating our message.
Yes. That's an issue that we'll have to go into, is this issue of the community police disappearing and how that's going to affect policing on into the future, and particularly in the Torres Strait Islands. We'll come back to that one. But thanks for that. Does anyone else want to make a comment on those issues that Andrew was talking there about, of